Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Good morning. It's a beautiful Monday. May has been... I mean, weather-wise, as good as I've ever seen a May. It's been a little rainy once in a while, but like we've had clear blue skies in like high 70s. Was it 80 yesterday?
I think it might have gotten there. I'm not sure.
You were outside, so you would know. Sal Capaccio is in. Jeremy is off this week.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. 1 week until I'm in Ireland also, so I've got that pre-vacation energy,
I think, this week. Yeah, you come in here with a little bounce in your step.
Yeah.
I could tell, and the weather's great. We had a great weekend. I'm trying to catch up on things that happened in sports all weekend.
Yeah,
because I had a lot going on, and I actually fell asleep last night thinking Denver was going to win it. Woke up totally different this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're going to Ireland. I'll be in here this time period, this show for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
This week with you, next week with Jeremy. Jeremy.
Yep. And you can hear it in Sal's voice a little bit. Yesterday was the Micah Hyde charity softball game, which looked like a smashing success again.
Amazing. Amazing.
What was attendance like, 15,000?
Very, very, very close. Just That's shy incredible. Of 15,000. I think all 16,000 seats were sold. 16,000-seat stadium.
Yeah.
16,000 seats were sold. Attendance just shy of 15,000. And I'm very honored. I've been asked for the last, you know, this is the fourth time. Four times that they've done this. It hasn't been consecutive. They didn't do it in 20 because of COVID, or 21 because the Blue Jays were here.
Right.
So,
right.
19, 22, 23, 24, and I've been asked to be the on-field MC. And, you know, just to do that is an honor. But, Joe, it is one of my favorite days of the year. It really is one of my favorite days of the year. You just get to have fun, watch these guys interact with each other on such a different level. And, you know, just being a part of the getting the crowd hyped. And after the Bandits won, which we could talk about,
yeah.
I was able to kind of, hey, you know, how about those Bandits and get the crowd going a little bit. It was just a great. And then the starting lineups is always, to me, the highlight of the day and how people react to all the players coming out of the dugouts.
Yeah, the introductions. Who got the biggest pop that wasn't Josh Allen yesterday?
That is a good question.
Would that be cheating, though, to say, like, Mike? Does Micah get his own introduction?
He does. They all do. Everybody gets introduced separately.
Okay.
And what we do is we go over and I say, okay, I tell the players, line up how you want to get introduced.
Yeah.
On the offense. We do it. Then I go to the defense, say, line up how you want to be introduced. So there's a flow to it. Jordan Poyer got a big ovation.
Yeah.
He's not even a Buffalo Bill anymore.
Did you know he was going to be there? Was he on like the list?
He was not until late Friday night.
Okay.
Early Saturday. Like I found out late Friday night he was coming.
Yeah.
Didn't know for sure. He obviously is a member of the Miami Dolphins. For him to show up, testament to him and his friendship with Micah.
Yeah.
And it's for a great cause, obviously. I'm trying to think, maybe Matt Milano, who didn't play but was there.
Yeah.
I think and Dalton Kincaid.
And
Dalton Kincaid was a very big star yesterday.
Yeah. Poyer showing up is, you're right, like very cool. I mean, him and Micah obviously are going to be attached at the hip as much as any duo in Bills history. But it wasn't. I did wonder about that because, like, he's on the Dolphins. I mean, nobody in the world would criticize him, I don't think, unless is Miami doing that this morning.
Maybe after what he
said.
You
went to a Bills event. Oh, right. Maybe after what he said, which, by the way, was what? What he said? Because he got on the mic yesterday as a member of the Miami Dolphins, and what did he say?
He told the crowd in Buffalo, "You have the best quarterback in the league." And then he said, "That's probably going to go viral, but I really don't care."
Well,
basically,
I haven't seen anybody pick it up yet, like from out of market. So for now, it's our little secret.
If you go to Jay Skursky, Matt Parrino, Jonah Bronstein, who are all there taking video on the field, and I'm sure other media members who I saw, they tweeted it. I think Parrino has a video where there's a lot of quote tweets.
Yeah.
And there's some Dolphins fans in there. But the reaction, very few have been upset about it, I think. I think they're all understanding, like, hey, he's in Buffalo. He's going to say this. The other part of it is, it's true.
I was going to say, it's not that easy to debate it anyway.
If you want to debate his best quarterback in the league, that's not what I'm saying. But if any Miami fan is debating why he would say that when he's playing with Tua, well, is he going to go lie and say Tua's better than Josh?
Right.
He's not going to do that.
Right. He said, I saw on one of Perino's videos, he didn't know whether he'd get booed or cheered.
He did.
When he came out.
He got cheered.
Which, was there any doubt? I mean, maybe there would have been a little bit, right, because of the team he went to, but I don't know. The guy, there might not be a Wall of Fame by the time the new stadium's up. It's going to be different. But, I mean, Wall of Famer level, right?
Oh, yeah. For what he's done for this organization to be a part of, this run that they've had, him and Micah together. I think he's worthy of discussion for that.
Mm-hmm.
In an environment like this, he's not coming to Orchard Park to play a football game yesterday.
Right.
That's going to happen, and he'll get booed maybe a little bit when he runs on the field in Dolphins colors. But for the most part, you know, it was a very loving atmosphere yesterday, of course. There was a lot of money raised. It was just such a great day. And then, of course, Micah with his situation up in the air.
Yeah.
And him, he truly, Micah has said this, Joe. He has said it. He said it the other day at the media outing. He said it with us on the radio. And I talked to people yesterday. He truly doesn't know. He truly doesn't know. I talked at length with his wife about it and what it's like right now and him kind of going through the process of not really knowing what's happening and them being up in the air. Micah doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And my guess is, here's my guess, I don't know this, that this is not anything told to me, but I think just judging by what he's going through and how he's trying to weigh it, I think he'll just wait as long as possible, and if maybe the Bills call him in November because something happens and they need somebody, he's going to be ready, he's going to go. Maybe by then he decides he doesn't want to play anymore. I would very, very doubt that he's going to want to go to OTAs and training camps and preseason games and do that, but I think at some point he may say, if you need me, call me.
Yeah, does he look like he's in a similar shape to what he normally would be in at this point in time?
He looks great. Okay. He says he feels great, and he told us the other day, he randomly, that's the word he used, randomly, woke up and ran a 10K the other day to see if he could get his best time.
It's insane. That's...
I mean, come on.
I mean, just wake up and... You know, most people, when they wake up in the middle of the night, like, have to go to the bathroom, right, or have to go to the fridge to get a drink of water, and he's just like, I'm just going to run a 10K right now.
His wife, Amanda, told me a story how they get up and they're having their coffee every morning, and one morning she's there and she's having her coffee, and she did not know. She thought maybe he was sleeping, and he was about to get up, and all of a sudden he walked through the house. He had just came out of the garage, and he sweat, and he said, "Yeah, I just had a workout."
It's incredible. It's incredible. So very cool. What a cool day. Allen, I saw the video of him ripping like 15 home runs in a row. At least it kind of looked like that from the back camera angle. That went viral a little bit, I saw, on some of the national platforms. So he won, right?
And
well, wait, he won. I saw him with the trophy.
He did win. Okay, but it was, he was down to his final out, I think, and needed a couple home runs
okay.
just to stay alive, and he got it. we go to a second round where three guys, it was him, AJ Epinesa, and I can't remember who the
Spencer
third was.
Spencer Brown, the third one?
No, Spencer didn't hit yesterday. My apologies. I can't remember. I'll remember in a minute.
Okay.
Anyway, we go to the third round, and he just crushed home run after home run.
Yeah.
Epinesa, who had the lead after the first round, didn't have as many in the second. Josh had 11 home runs before he got 10 outs. I think Epinesa maybe had three or four on the second round, and Josh just clearly won it.
Wow. That probably was the video I saw, the 11.
Yeah.
Because he was crushing them. Arm sleeve, too, and everything. He's got the aesthetics down for it as well. While that was going on, maybe even at the exact same time, you had the rally happening like three streets over.
Yeah, that's right.
At the arena. I mean, I don't know if the two arenas or two places could have heard each other, but a lot of people were downtown last night. I mean, I know, you know, vendors were down there, right? For more so for the charity softball game, but, you know, if you were there for the Bandits rally, you could just take a quick walk over. The Bandits rally, of course, because they won on home field again for the second year in a row, which is good. It's another banner that's going up in the rafters. They're catching up to the other team that plays in that arena with the hardware. The Bandits, what a weekend for you. And if you were a Buffalo sports fan that got to go to back-to-back days, Saturday in the arena, Sunday at the baseball
you
field.
You wonder why my voice is a little strained.
Can you tell why, Sal? Yeah, it's... That's an incredible weekend. And you were there for the Bandits game also. And I was out watching the Bandits game. It's just on. What other city is that going to happen? Probably just, and people are out watching the lacrosse game at
like
the bar.
Like at a local sports bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even sports bar. I mean, it was like a bar. I wouldn't call it a sports bar.
Right.
But like the game was on. It's on ESPN Plus. So if you have the streaming capabilities at all, yep, like the game is on. I think actually from what I heard where I was out, the Bandits went out with the trophy in the same area that I was at. And I was like, oh man, kind of, because you know, you hear lore about the cup.
Yep.
And maybe even the Super Bowl going out at night. But that place was full to the brim on Saturday.
It was incredible. My son was able to go. He went to the game 2 years ago. A friend of ours has season tickets and took him. And they lost in the championship, the final game against Colorado 2 years ago.
Right, yep.
And it gutted me that he saw a team in Buffalo lose a championship at home in a game they had a chance to win it. Last year, as a family, we went to game number one. So obviously it wasn't the championship ultimate game. So we were not at game number three when they won it. And I felt, oh my God, it would have been great to be there. I've never seen Buffalo win a championship in live in person. And this year we had a chance to go to game three, and it was amazing to actually see a championship won in Buffalo in their home arena. Got to the game, and sitting in our row, Reed Ferguson.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And new/old Bills punter Matt Hawk.
All right.
Both came to the game.
Yeah.
And Reed, my wife said to Reed, like, don't the Bills have a suite or something? He goes, oh yeah, but I like to sit in the crowd.
Nice.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
And we know Reed pretty well, and that was pretty cool. He loves going to games like that. But it was a fantastic atmosphere. The energy in that place is unmatched. It would be matched if the Sabres got back to where they were in 06, 07, that time period.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's unmatched right now, of course. I mean, it's incredible. The passion that Bandit Land has, I'm just blown away every time we go to a game. We've gone to several games over the last few years, and on Saturday night was just absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Did any point during the game, I think this would have been me for sure, had I been in the arena. I wanted to go and looked like this. I mean, this shows you how much interest there is in the Bandits when they're good like that at the end. Unlike any other market where you go on the secondary market to look for tickets and just, you can't believe the prices to get into a Bandits game in the arena. I mean, of course, it's because it's the finals and the game is sold out. It's on a Saturday night, by the way.
Yeah.
So, like, I would have loved to be there. Again, we went out for it. That was a cool experience, too. But I think if I had been in that arena, it wouldn't have made me sad. But I think, I don't think I could have stopped thinking about, wow, I just wish this was, I wish the hockey team could have this. I wish the hockey team could have this. The whole time I'd be in there, I feel like that thought would be in the back of my mind. Which, like, no, this is not meant as a criticism to the Bandits at all. But, like, I think probably a small part of the reason that every year, like, their attendance is leaps and bounds above any other team in that league. I mean, there's a desperation of Buffalo sports fans to see their teams win championships, right? And they haven't seen the Bills or Sabres do it. Yet. Sabres aren't anywhere close right now. So, like, okay, like, the lacrosse team's going to do it tonight? I'm there. Let me go there. Packed house, 19,000 people. And I can only imagine, like, what that would have been like. Even the next day. Like, you get to go to a rally down at the arena. The weather was, again, as you mentioned, like, super nice at the ballpark. Same thing at the arena. So, I don't know. I would have hoped that I would have, that my, that thought would have got out of my mind very quickly.
I doubt it would have. I mean, I didn't think about that, Joe, like, during the game.
Yeah.
I did think about it during the trophy ceremony presentation.
Sure.
Guys pouring out on the field. Like, I thought about that as well. And, oh, my God, like, how cool is this? And I can imagine, like, if that's the cup, they do the same thing. They take the trophy, lift it over their head, give it to the next guy, lift it over his head, they kiss it. And I thought the same thing, like, if that's the Stanley Cup, what this is like. But you don't want to take away in your own, even your own head with the moment of the Bandits, of course. I mean, but yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, if the Bills were to ever win a Super Bowl, it would never happen here in Buffalo. It would happen
somewhere else
because the Super Bowl is a neutral field.
Yeah.
If the Sabres won the Stanley Cup, you'd have, what, one a half chance it's going to be here.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Bandits. To actually have a championship won in your home arena in front of your fans is not necessarily a guarantee even when a team wins.
Right.
To have that happen is just special, and obviously we've never won a championship here in Buffalo anyway with those other sports. So
yeah.
That's why, to me, being there and in that moment, it's my first time ever experiencing a Buffalo professional sports team winning a championship in person like that.
Right. And how rare that is.
Right.
The circumstance you even need for that to happen, like,
that's
in
right.
your own building or even at home. Even for the Bandits, because that could have been, if they split with Albany in the first two games and win it in the game three, that they win it in Albany, which would still be very cool, but it would definitely be different.
And by the way, did you watch any of the game Friday night in Albany?
Yes. Yeah.
How many Bandits fans were there? That was impressive.
There were a good amount of Bandits
fans. Great job, Bandits fans, traveling.
Yeah.
Bandit Land travels.
I mean,
Albany's not a super far ride, but it was amazing to see the Bandits fans in the stands.
That's not driving up even to Hamilton.
That's right.
Which is the Eastern Conference Finals in the
that's
NHL.
Right.
The Toronto Rock play in Hamilton. The Bandits took that arena over. That's like, what's Hamilton, like an hour? Not even? 50 minutes, depending on where you're coming from? I mean, Albany's not the shortest drive in the world, but right, that's gettable. And they were right behind the Bandits bench. A bunch of them. So they traveled for that one. Yeah. Like, did you guys stay, like, through to the end of the trophy presentation?
Yes, the whole time.
Okay. Did most people stay? Like,
yes.
Right through to the very,
yes.
like, last player?
It was something I noted and something I said. I looked at my wife, my son, and I said, how cool is it that there is nobody leaving this place? Everybody's here standing watching this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing I was wondering. Like, when do you leave? an event like that.
I thought about it. Remember, you and I had a really interesting discussion a couple years ago about if the other team wins it, if you stay. Remember, right. We had that discussion. What if the other team wins it?
I'm trying to remember what I would have said about that.
You said you couldn't do it. The cup, like when the cup, yeah, the cup in 99, like you wouldn't stay to watch, you know, the other team.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. That's probably right. Yeah.
But everybody stayed. In fact, Joe, I would say we were there for a good 25 minutes to 30 minutes and still got out of the parking lot pretty darn easily. You know what? Really? So I mean, yeah, like it was not, there were a lot of people. The whole arena was pretty much still packed.
Yeah.
At the time that they were handing out the trophy, the confetti was flying because they waited for that,
yeah,
until the handshake. The guys were holding up the trophy. I mean, that arena was still absolutely packed.
Yeah.
And everybody was on their feet. Not one person was sitting.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. They got to use the confetti cannons also.
Yes.
Which,
yes,
those things haven't had much of a workout. They have for the orange and black. They've had a little bit of a workout for that. But we're just hoping for... Man, I am so desperate that the Sabres have anything close to that. Anything close to that. Just come on. Just go on one run one time. In the last 15 years, you haven't even had anything that is sniffed, even what the Bandits have done the last 2 years. Which, by the way, I think we could... They were going to be flirting with Josh Davey Buchanan. This. How close are we to dynasty territory with the Bandits? They've gone to four straight. They've won two in a row. You got to win three though for a dynasty. You typically, right? In other sports,
I think that's the general thought. But
okay,
when you go to that many in a row, when you have, but yeah. I think winning it, usually you have to get to three before people put that label on you.
Yeah, like I feel like that happened with the Chiefs a little bit at the end of last year. Well, how about for a few minutes on the Sabres and like how, because again, the arena atmosphere that you would have seen on Saturday, like how far do we really think they are away from, now I'm not saying winning a championship like the Bandits did on Saturday, but how about the arena being like it was on Saturday night?
Yeah, it was.
Because I mean, there have been some games, this my thing about the Sabres recently has been, that atmosphere that you would have seen on Saturday at that Bandits game would have happened in the last couple of years for the Sabres. But right now, it's only on those nights that are usually a little bit artificially propped up. Like RJ night, that is a scheduled event, which is why the building is like that. And it was incredible, and it was crazy, it was emotional. Ryan Miller night was that way as well. When Eichel returned for the first time,
and that's a regular night.
But again, like the
propped up night.
I guess them playing the way they did made it happen. But there were outside forces that made the atmosphere it was. Like they have not had a game, I don't think, with an atmosphere like that the Bandits had on Saturday, where they've just, I don't know, naturally created it on their completely on their own. In, I mean, maybe it's as long as the drought. Was there a game, maybe there was a game last year that I'm just forgetting, when they were 1 point out of the playoffs?
But, no, but I remember, I didn't go to it. People said last year against the Wild, maybe that one game was unbelievable. Okay. Inside the arena.
Yeah.
There was a lot of goals. They won the game.
That rings a bell. They won in overtime,
but I don't know the circumstance exactly what the standings were.
Yeah.
And I know Bulldog has talked about, like, that was one of the funnest days or evenings he's had in the arena in a long time.
Yeah. Maybe even, you know, if there is a night longer ago than that. Like, maybe I'd have to go all the way back to playoff hockey. I mean, when Jeff Skinner scores for the 10th win in a row in 2018, like, that place is delirious.
Yes.
When that happens. I mean, everyone thought that, like, all right, this is it. They're in first place. This is when it ends. It didn't end up being true. But in that moment, everyone is going nuts. The building would have been sold out for that, I assume. I mean, they would have won 9 in a row leading up to it. So, I don't know. You see what that arena can be like. And I would have really hoped that I wouldn't have been saddened by that if I was there, at least in, you know, brief moments, maybe in the pockets where there were like breaks or TV timeouts. But
well, the awesome NLL advantage. Commissioner, I forget his name. He walks out to hand out the trophy, and his speech was, you know, you do the thing like Bettman does or Silver does, and he comes out.
Does he get booed also, the NLL commissioner?
You know what? I don't think he got booed.
Most commissioners, if you don't get booed as a commissioner, are you really a commissioner?
He got booed when he congratulated Albany, I think, and then
okay.
anyway, He called it the greatest or best arena in sports. And I'm like, okay, well, I know you got to say that about being down there, but I would say I thought about it. It probably is the best arena in the NLL because of the crowd, the atmosphere, the team.
Yeah.
They no matter what arena he goes to, the commissioner in the National Lacrosse League,
yeah.
I don't think anything touches what we have here in Buffalo with this fan base.
I think that's definitely true. Like, this is, I mean, he probably watches that game and hopes that his title gets given out in Buffalo.
100%.
And, I mean, if you're running a sport, that's what you want. What that night was, you want that for every team. And
that's
I don't know if there's another team, maybe Rochester would do the same, you know, maybe Toronto doesn't play in Toronto anymore. Like, they probably could come close, but yeah, I don't think there's anything that matches it. So, you know, to his point, I mean, you can mock it if you want, but the fact that Bandits fans can fill up the building like that, like if he says this is the greatest, you know, arena in sports, I don't think I would say that, but to defend him a little bit, I might say, well, yeah, what other city is filling up their building for lacrosse like this? Right?
Yeah.
Who else has this atmosphere for this sport specifically?
That's right.
I mean, that's just the sports town, I guess, being shown off a little bit. 803-0550 is the phone number. The Bandits win the championship over the weekend for the second year in a row. They'll have another banner going up into the rafters. The Micah Hyde charity softball game over the weekend as well. So really cool weekend for fans. You've got the PGA championship. I've got to get in a little bit. I got a new experience in sports, which was watching a game 7 yesterday of a team that I root for that had just won the championship. So I want to share that experience from last night. But when we come back, Brian Koziel is going to join the show on the PGA Championship Valhalla. There are some crazy records that Valhalla broke as a course, but Xander Schauffele coming away with the win. We'll talk about it with Brian Koziel coming up next. Stay tuned. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy's off this week. This is WGR.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.